Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have another awesome CyberBacker on the show. Lori, how are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for asking. It's a great day.
Yo, good to know. Love the energy. We're very happy that you were a guest on our show because we wanted to know more about you and your experience with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, how long have you been with us so far?
Actually, I just recently finished my 100 days onboarding graduation.
Yeah. 100 days. First 100 days here with CyberBacker. Congratulations. We're excited for more days with us, of course, probably years with CyberBacker. Now, can you tell us a bit about your background and what led you to join CyberBacker, Lori?
Okay, so before I joined CyberBacker, I was actually already a part-time ESL tutor, but I was still a student during that time. And for many years, ever since I was 16 years old, I had always been far away from my family because of my studies. So I kept missing several important events. And, you know, because of that, I realized that I wanted, and also it's a need for me, to have a permanent work that would allow me to stay at home. And of course, aside from that, I really wanted to spend time with my loved ones. And of course, while having these, I also want to have a competitive service fee. And while I was looking online, looking for, you know, a job that fit all of my requirements, I saw that CyberBacker ticked all of those boxes. And I actually already knew several people who were already working with CyberBacker. And I saw that, you know, it seemed like they have the perfect work-life balance. And I thought to myself, you know what? This is also what I want for myself. So yeah, so without any further hesitation, I applied to CyberBacker and luckily I got in.
Yeah, and your first 100 days already done again.
Yeah.
So first time working virtually then, or was your other job, your part-time job before CyberBacker, also from home or not really?
It was work from home as well, but it was only part-time. And again, I was still a student during that time.
Okay, so now who wouldn't want to earn and save while being at the comfort of their own home, right?
Here exactly.
In CyberBacker. Yes.
Yeah.
So first 100 days with CyberBacker, what's been the most interesting part of your role with us so far?
Most important or interesting part of my role?
Yeah.
Well, I guess one of the things that I love the most about being a CyberBacker is that it allows you to have a wide network and a rich amount of resources that you can use to expand your knowledge and upskill. So instead of just focusing on just working on all your other tasks, you have the opportunity to learn about things that you are interested in. And that's something that I find interesting.
Yeah, because here in CyberBacker, again, is what you mentioned, unlimited network, a lot of people that you can talk to, a lot of room for growth, of course.
True.
Now, how about I know you and I can both agree, every person has their own unique skills, experiences.
Yeah.
Now, how about your skills? How do your skills contribute to CyberBacker's goals?
One thing about me is that I really love continuous learning. And I think it's one of my greatest assets. And I think with this constant determination and the thirst to continuously learn, I think that I can bring a lot to the table by, you know, learning. It gives you the power to learn, to know more ideas and new methods and skills that I think I could share with my team and other CyberBackers as well.
Absolutely. Because again, here in CyberBacker, learning doesn't stop. Growth is endless, just as long as you want to grow, of course. Now, 100 days with CyberBacker. So what's been the most exciting part about the cyberbackers environment so far that you've experienced?
One of the most exciting things about cyberbacker. Well, I really love the fact that the cyberbacker culture, that they really put effort into ensuring that we all stay connected, that we still forge strong work relationships despite, you know, the limits of being a remote or work from home job. And I love that we have weekly virtual gatherings, games, and, you know, in order to have interaction with other cyberbackers. And I think it's also really awesome that from time to time, there are events that are organized to ensure that other cyberbackers get to meet each other in person. And I also love, you know, that we have perks, a lot of generous perks from cyberbackers during our birthdays or anniversaries that Absolutely. Make us feel that we are remembered or that we are a valued member of, you know, the organization.
We are a part of the cyberbacker family. That's right. To everyone who's listening, of course, here, no matter where you are in the Philippines or no matter where you are in the world, just as long as you're a part of cyberbacker, you are a key member of the family. Now, of course, everyone has their own goals, right? Here, just finished your first 100 days. Have you set a goal for yourself for the next year here with cyberbacker? Any goals that you've set?
Yeah, just like what I said earlier, since I really love learning new things, and hopefully in the near future, I can obtain a leadership role wherein I can actively help other cyberbackers in learning their tasks and, you know, share my knowledge with them.
Being a headbacker, another role that could be crucial, of course, in your career growth. Again, a lot of career growth here in cyberbacker, you guys. Now, how about challenges? Because a lot of people that I talk to, one of the main challenges that they have when being, I mean, first time with cyberbacker is the time zones. So usually the sleep, time of sleep during the day, things like that. How about you? Any challenges that you've encountered so far?
Well, for me, you know, as the saying goes, the first few steps are always the hardest. And I think this is particularly true when starting a role that you don't have much knowledge about. So prior to becoming a cyberbacker, I honestly have very little knowledge about real estate. My client is in the real estate. And, you know, it was quite challenging to jump in a role that I don't know much about, but, you know, with the help of my trio, especially my headbacker, shout out to Miss Tony, and also with the help of my client and our team, I now have enough knowledge to guide me through all of my daily tasks. And I still have a lot to learn, but, you know, I am very confident right now that I am already so far from where I started.
Yeah, I imagine from the day you started now, 100 days with cyberbackers, obviously, because you mentioned you really love to learn, love to grow, of course. So that's not going to be a problem for you. Just keep on with that attitude, of course. Yeah. Now, you've been with cyberbacker for only you're one of our new cyberbackers, right? Just 100 days. What advice would you be able to give to new cyberbackers just starting, let's say, their first day, their first week here with cyberbacker?
Well, for the new cyberbackers out there, my advice is very simple, is that you just don't need to be afraid to reach out. Whenever you have challenges, you have questions, just reach out. Reach out to your fellow cyberbackers, to your trio. And, you know, just like what I said earlier, we have a wide network of people here that can help you learn rich resources that could help you learn and, you know, just grow your knowledge, expand your skills. Absolutely. So don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yes, don't be afraid to ask for help. There's a lot of that here in cyberbacker because one of our core values is relationship. And talking more about that before I let you go today, Lori, obviously there have been people that have helped you all throughout your journey with cyberbacker. So this is a time, would you want to give them a quick shout out or any messages you'd like to give out to them?
Yeah, I'm especially very thankful to my trio, to Miss KL, to Miss Angela, and especially to Miss Tony, who is always, one message away whenever I have a question. And of course, I'm really, really thankful as well to my client, to Tanya, and to Miss Sam as well, who's very patient with me and always makes sure that I have the enough knowledge to go through with the task. So they have been really helpful, and they continuously encourage me every day to be better with what I do.
Go. Now, Lori, we are very, very excited to seeing your continued success here with Cyberbacker. And to everyone who's listening, if you want to learn more on how to become a Cyberbacker, please don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Lori, thank you very much for being on the show today. I
Thank
had fun
you.
talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.